Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a 37-part bicentennial weekend special from WJMA, sponsored by State Farm Insurance.
July 4th, 2076. Sunny skies, high temperature of 85 degrees, 10% chance of showers with a low about 60 at night.
Television weatherman Willard Scott with some more serious thoughts on the future after this. For many years, Willard Scott has been a well-known Washington-area radio and television personality. Willard Scott was one of the original Joy Boys of radio and is now a weatherman on WRC-TV Channel 4. Much of Willard's work is humorous, but he does have some serious thoughts about the next 100 years.
I think things are a lot brighter than maybe we might, suspect them to be right now. I think, first of all, there is a definite enlightenment in the world. Every time a new country emerges and every time they, get themselves squared away just a little better, let's face it, colonialism is a thing of the past and was, to a certain extent, a great put-down to so many people. And when a man becomes responsible for himself or a nation becomes responsible for itself, they in turn become more responsible, more enlightened. And I think with enlightenment you have understanding, and with understanding I think you have a better chance for peace in the world. I don't see the world ending. I don't see Armageddon around the corner. I think we'll probably live in relative harmony for the next 100 years. And again, with more enlightenment, I think that's more of a possibility than a probability. I think the lifestyles of especially our own people are going to change considerably. One thing that I hate to say, but I'm afraid I see it in my view anyway, is that the ownership of the individual house, the individual home, I think is maybe going to go out just a tad. I think you're going to find your more condominium-type living, cluster-type living, where people either rent or own in common, areas. They're talking more and more about these cluster homes and things like that, where the open space is owned by the community. I think this is the only way we're going to save the space with the population explosion. And how that's going to work out, I can't really foresee. But I think the day of the fairly large $100,000, $80,000, $90,000 individual home, I think in 25 years is going to be a rare thing in this country because of utility prices and taxes and land use and everything else. So I think we'll have to change our style there. But I think, too, that the quality of life will increase for the majority of people. I think we'll all be a little better off. Look how much better off more people are today than they were 100 years ago. You've always had your aristocracy, or you've always had your small group of people who were well off, and look how that in our democracy how that's changed, and so much more has been given to the many. I think life will improve, the quality of life will improve. I think the spiritual life will improve. I think that's the one thing people are really hot on right now. I think in the next 100 years we will come back to a more moral society and a stronger family-tied society, with the accent definitely to smaller families. A lot of people today are not having any children at all because they choose not to. I couldn't imagine that for myself, but, some people prefer it that way. And I think the greatest influence on the entire next 100 years, and this is my big prediction, will be the sun. I'm a solar freak. I believe that the sun, in some form or another, whether it's with laser beams or microwaves, I'm not sure it's going to be done with the solar units that we know of today, where, we have these pipes and glass enclosures that, take the sun and convert it into warm water systems. I don't think that's going to be the answer, but I think they'll come up with some system. Indeed, they're working on it now. Space agency people are working on the microwave theory or the laser beam theory, where they'll have substations out in space that actually pick up the sun's rays and transmit them back to Earth in the form of energy, and I think that will probably revolutionize, do as much for changing man's life on this Earth as the discovery of fire did. And in my mind, there's no question about that. I think the sun will be the number one source of energy for the whole world in the next 100 years. And I hope that I will still be on Channel 4 every night at 6 and 11, 100 years from today, doing the same thing I've done the last 10 years, and that's being wrong about forecasting the weather. Happy birthday, USA.
Washington radio and television personality Willard Scott with some thoughts about the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.
Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a look at third century America, has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance.